Welcome to the Manifesting Clarity Podcast, the show that empowers you to unlock your full potential and create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Jen Roth, and I am beyond grateful to be here with you today. Welcome back, everyone. So thrilled to be here with you. I'm excited for today and the conversation that we're going to dive into. I love synchronicity and the power of the planet. And when we are courageously stepping into our most aligned selves and or taking the next steps to figure out who and what our most aligned self is, we get to experience just the sweetest aspects of life, I believe. And one of those today, right out of the gate, is having a conversation with Kimberly and having the gift of being able to go down a bit of memory lane. Kimberly is coming to us from Michigan today. And for those of you who have been listening, you know that I'm from Michigan. And she's currently living in the town right next to where I grew up. So where I was raised. I was having a conversation with someone the other day who said, I never grew up. So I'm not sure what question you're asking me of the town that I grew up in, because I never grew up. So I thought that was a fun spin on language and how we're operating in this world too. Today, I felt like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm in like college age energy in my body of exploring and developing and growing new bits and pieces of who I am. And it sounds like you've been through a fair amount of shift and change recently, and I'm so excited to have Kimberly introduce herself. She's a women's embodiment coach on your own wonderful journey of exploring and bringing people back, bringing us as women back to our, I was saying this morning in a circle that I lead, our authentic selves, our whole and complete selves. And when we open the gate, open the door, open the channel of that possibility for ourselves, it really is what I'm finding one of the most heartwarming, nourishing paths that I've taken so far in this life. So really thrilled to have a conversation with you today and get to share you, Kimberly, with our audience and our network here at Manifesting Clarity. So would you go ahead and introduce who you are and what you're up to in the world?
Hi. Yes. Thank you so much, Jen, for such a warm welcome. And I love the comment about, I never grew up, so I don't know. I mean, I think that's really important for us to stay playful and young at heart. And I kind of feel the same way. Sometimes I feel like a kid at heart, or I never have grown up myself. But yes, I will introduce myself and share a little bit of my background and story. So my name is Kimberly Giesen, and I am a women's feminine embodiment coach. I started out as a professional chef, actually. I went to culinary arts school and have a degree in business management and culinary arts. And I also spent a lot of years struggling with an eating disorder. And to take it full circle, that is the path that actually led me to feminine embodiment coaching. Struggling and recovering from that, and just being very disconnected from myself, my authentic self. I was very much caught up in this role that I felt like I had to play to show up in the world and be professional, productive, a people pleaser. Yeah, I really lost connection with that inner voice, that inner whisper that I feel like helps keep us in touch with ourselves, our authentic self, and our dreams and our hopes and our desires for life. And I agree, Jen. I feel like when we tap into that authentic version of ourselves and we're willing and brave enough to show up as that. Life does get really interesting and kind of opens new doorways and new pathways to meeting new people and different opportunities that just kind of meet you where you are and take you where you're meant to go.
Yeah, there's a mask that I feel like some of us put on for a period of time, and or this role that you're speaking to of being a people pleaser, being, doing, achieving, completing the next steps. I know for myself, I felt like I was doing that until I looked up at about like 25 or 26 and went, oh my goodness, like what? I was being somewhat intentional, but I didn't have the courage to really speak up for what I wanted. And I learned how to be more of a chameleon when I was a child and navigate. And I can sway really, really easily with energy and play in that realm as well. And there's a piece of me right now that so strongly wants to be my authentic self, no matter what. Like when somebody asks a question, really finding the ability to say, this is what I want, and not having any attachment to that as to if it's right or wrong or shame or any of those pieces. So, can you walk us through how you found support in that too?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm happy to share more information on that. So that was something that I struggled with for a little over around 20 years, actually in and out, back and forth, but more it was a very felt like a very prolonged period of my life where I felt like I couldn't get better. There was something wrong with me. My specific struggle was with bulimia specifically. And it just really kind of ate away, I think, at who I was and my confidence. And I had tried different types of therapies and different types of groups and recovery suggestions that's very common for people with eating disorders. And a lot of them and just kind of fell flat for me. I was never able to really stick with things fully. And I mean, I'm also spending my days day in and day out in kitchens with food because I was a chef. So that was a struggle as well. Very interesting career choice. Although I can see like reasons on both sides why I would have picked that career, being kind of a little bit food obsessive with my eating disorder, but also the piece of creativity and just like food, brings so much joy as well and connection. But it was kind of in a longer process. When I was about 25, my mom passed away, and I feel like that was a really big wake-up call for me to kind of really make some changes. And it did take some time to, I didn't go from this experience to recovered in a month or a couple months. It took a couple years, but it was really kind of in connecting to that grief and then going through the emotions of loss and love and yearning and anger, even with that. I mean, that was kind of my introduction. I think my reintroduction to my emotions and myself. I feel like a lot of times I spent very, just kind of numb and disconnected. The eating disorder helped me stay numb and disconnected, and also just working and striving to achieve in life and be successful. And kind of around this time as well, there was the pandemic that came into place. So that allowed me more time to spend reflecting, and it really kind of gave me the freedom to explore some more practices that were supportive in connecting to my body without being distracted with all the to-dos of busy life. It allowed me the opportunity to slow down and spend more time in my internal world and to look at shame, to look at regret, fear, to look at joy and love and connection and spend some time out in nature and to really start to take care of myself and to rebuild trust with myself, and knowing that I could show up and support and take care of myself. And it was in these little steps along the way that I really did kind of rebuild that connection to self and was able to recover from my eating disorder. And then some time after that, after being fully recovered, I ended up being on a women's retreat in Costa Rica. And we were, doing yoga and different workshops and just ex was a beautiful experience. And while I was there, someone had mentioned to me, I was still in the hospitality industry, and someone had, we were having a conversation and she had said, "Wow, I just really thought you were a women's embodiment coach." And I just had never, like heard that the terminology before, like something just clicked and aligned inside of my body. And then I started researching programs and decided to begin the certification for that. So it's a really unique moment.
Such a gift. Oh, that's awesome. Don't you love how people can see our gifts so clearly and get to feed that back to us?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and kudos to you for following the clues and he hearing that, right? I feel like so many times, if it's maybe not the right time and place in the river of life or that kind of thing, we might not hear it or we may play it off or who
Right,
knows.
right. Not, yeah, not time for me right now. Like that's too, can't do that right now. So then I started doing the certification process, and this kind of was leading me to, I'd already kind of been stepping my toes out of leaving the kitchen, and I had moved into the front of the operations of hospitality, and then venturing into this program through feminine embodiment kind of opened new doors and new possibilities, and it was exciting and also kind of scary to leave this career that I had known my entire life into just something completely new. But it was really interesting when I started opening myself up to that and following the breadcrumbs, as you say, and just opening myself up to possibility without necessarily knowing where it was going to lead me to. I found this program, I did the certification, I found my partner. We ended up, having a really great connection, getting married, moving in together, selling my house. Building a new business. I mean, all of these kind of opportunities and pieces kind of fell into place. It was like as soon as I got out of my own way and really kind of tuned into what my heart and soul were guiding me to.
So powerful. We have such a preconditioned pathway, I guess, right, in our brain of practicing numbing out or running away from emotions or whatever it is that we taught ourselves, whether it be early on or along the way. And when we allow ourselves that quiet time to reconnect, it's just such a tremendous gift to be able to see what flows through. There's so much that wants to flow through each one of us. And when we are willing to align with that, then a lot of shift and change can happen in a short amount of time.
Absolutely.
Awesome. So one of the things that you walk us through. So for anyone who might not know what a feminine embodiment coach is, what is that, and what did you find in your research? And then what are you doing with the women that you're working with?
I help guide and support women in moving back into the depths of themselves. I generally work in a one-on-one container with women, and depending on what their goals are or what they're wanting to seek support in, I kind of help to gently and slowly reconnect them back to their sensations inside of the body, to emotions, to feelings, to messages that they may be receiving, maybe helping them to, if they're having some kind of blocks that might be coming up, keeping them stuck, some patterns that they keep repeating. I mean, a lot of this stuff is all stored in the body in some way. And the body also holds on to so much wisdom, I feel like, in knowing where we need to go or where we want to go as well for ourselves. And a lot of times there's a disconnect between the head and that body wisdom, the heart, the womb space. And it's really just kind of a slowing down and reconnecting them to that wisdom and trying to take away some of the logical thought for the time being and explore what's really going on inside of their body. And having them know that it's safe as well, to be there and supporting them in tapping into those resources.
Can you share with us what you would do in a session with someone?
So it starts with just kind of taking some time to drop into the body. It's almost like a little bit of a meditation that we use just to kind of center ourselves into the body. And then we'll have some discussions on goals that we want to set and work on during our time together. And then we move it more into the body. I suggest for people to close down their eyes or take a soft gaze so that they can kind of really go inside. And I'll give prompts or questions or suggestions based on the conversation that we had at the beginning of our session and what they wanted to work with, and kind of just guide them to meet whatever is alive inside of them. And through breath, sometimes breath, movement, sound, just any type of expression, and even sometimes just awareness and allowing whatever is there to try to bring that more into the peripheral, to try to like bring it more to the front and center and be with that and allow it to come up. And then through tools like movement, breath, and sound, try to create a shift or a change in that, regardless of whether it's something that you want to decrease, or maybe it's something that we want to increase, like joy or pleasure or like aliveness, and really like expanding into the possibility of that and what that feels like in the body. Because I think for a lot of people too, you know, they're not always so comfortable with experiencing joy and pleasure, and you know, I want them to build some safety around that.
Such a great explanation of it. And so often I feel like in mindset coaching and a lot of the work that we're all doing, if we're conscious or intentional this lifetime, is to figure out how to decrease the volume on certain things. And there's this other piece of really truly increasing the volume. I was having a conversation with some sisters this morning about money and how that affects people, right? It's something that we're using and doing every single day. And what are the stories that we're telling ourselves? And it's not so much necessarily about budgeting, it's more about like expansion in and around some of that. All everything has a time and a place. Not saying that budgeting is not work. And joy and aliveness is something that actually brings so much more of what it is that we're looking for in our life when we can expand our containers and receive more. Is there an experience that you had personally in your healing journey of bringing in more joy and aliveness, or turning the volume up or down on one or another?
Yes, definitely. I feel like for me, what I found really beneficial during my recovery specifically, but just in life as well, I think was bringing in playfulness, that act of play and creativity. And bringing in dance for me was really a good way to kind of get that movement and that excitement flowing in the body. And there really is, I remember sitting in a session and kind of, I think it was when I was contemplating, selling my home and moving in with my fiance and just kind of like opening myself up to all of that potential and possibility and like really allowing myself to feel safe in it and like just experience it fully. Like it's just I feel like, if you grew up in a home maybe where it was a little bit, there was some fighting going on or arguing, or it wasn't always like the safest place for you to be, and you might not feel comfortable being around joy and all of these like exciting emotions, or maybe even if you've experienced trauma in your life, having that excitable feeling can be a little overwhelming. So I remember like being in this session, I was experiencing a feminine embodiment session and just allowing myself to kind of slowly and gently open up into that and just realizing that it is safe and it is a really great feeling. And then being able to connect that to activities like dance and play and hula hooping or, jump roping, whatever it is that you do that makes you smile, and kind of seeing that connection and knowing where you can find them in real life too.
Oh, those are some phenomenal experiences. I know for myself, one of the first times I had dance brought in to some workshops, it was a game changer for me. And I do that in my monthly online circles for women now too. We dance and then we drop into breath work and being in our body. And every single time, I might be in my head about it or something about, is this going to work? Is it worth it? Am I nuts? Whatever. I am more embodied every single time. And I share on this podcast a lot as a state changer to really bring in that dance for ourselves, pop on our favorite song. And one of the other things that I'm so grateful that you bring into the field is how to allow ourselves to slowly and gently do this if it doesn't feel safe for some reason, or we have a resistance around it, or we were told there was a make wrong somehow in that, and our body or our spirit or some essence of us is craving that. We know it. It's that whisper you were talking about earlier that is in every single one of us. And so it could be dance, could be playing in that, and hula hooping and jump roping. Those are two things that I absolutely loved doing as a child. I'm like so excited to go out and find my jump rope and hula hoop right now. Oh, I love that. Thank you for sharing those.
I like that you brought up the word resistance, actually, Jen, because I think a lot of times we have resistance to, or many of us do have resistance to feelings and emotions in our bodies, and we try to kind of either, push them away or push them down or numb away from them. And a lot of times those end up getting kind of stored and backpiled inside of us. And that's what I think feminine embodiment coaching really helps you to kind of connect to those. And even just in the simple act of allowing them to be present without trying to change them in any way, and just very slowly and gently being with them and breathing with them and sitting with these sensations, does invite a shift in how they feel inside of your body. And I love how you talked about, dancing as a way, even if it's just for 5 minutes, to just put on your favorite song and just like turn up the volume and move your body in any type of way. And it doesn't have to look good or, just really like shaking and moving to shift that energy and get it kind of unstuck and have it flow. And that's really the goal, I think, with feminine embodiment, is to to be able to get to some state of flow and ease. And then to be able to bring that out into our lives and, just live in that state of ease and joy. And then from there, also, when we're in our day to day, if, we're going to encounter situations that are uncomfortable, but then we're at a more balanced state, a more like level state where we can approach those more mindfully.
Yeah, our capacity becomes so much greater when we're tapping in and dropping into our body more and more and more, getting to build that trust. And it's so interesting how we have in this culture like workouts at the top of the list for so much. And where in the heck are all of the tools to pause and slow down and have an energy shift of change? I can only imagine what each day would look like for kids if they came into a classroom and got to dance it out for the first 5 minutes of every single class. That'd
Oh
be so
my gosh.
different.
Yeah, that would be wonderful for them, I think.
And something that you were talking about earlier too that I really love and would love to bring back into the field is giving yourself permission to change your mind. Will you tell us a bit more about that?
Yes, change, I think, is a facet of life that's inevitable. But I also think it's something that, is scary because we don't know what it's going to look like on the other side, if it's going to rock the boat at all or ruffle any feathers. And a lot of times I think that might keep us stuck, and repeating maybe some patterns, or just, living out your day in a way that doesn't feel rich and fulfilling to you. And then maybe feel kind of stagnant. But really allowing yourself and giving yourself to the permission to change, and knowing that it is a piece of life that is just natural. It's evolution, it's cyclical. Like, we're constantly evolving and changing and growing. And when we give ourselves permission to really move into that space, I think it takes some of the weight away from all of the thinking and the thoughts behind it. And when we can kind of surrender to just the process, I think it makes it easier, on our bodies, on our spirits. And then when we can surrender and kind of open up to possibility of what might be out there. There can even be some excitement in that. As I learn to be in my body and change and grow, I get very excited these days about the idea of change and the possibility of change.
And it's such a game and such a practice, right? And we know how great it is for ourselves. That's what we've been doing every day of our whole life is changing. We're not the same as we were yesterday. There's a portion of us that is, right? But all of our cells, what is it, every 7 to 10 years are completely whole and new in our body. And that to me is always miraculous when I remember. So we are not the same humans that we were a while ago. And in this opening to possibility, potential and possibility, and fully experiencing it, you got to do that when you were contemplating selling your house and getting married and shifting and changing when it came to all of that. Every single day, I remember when I first got into this line of work and started doing it and embodying it for myself, was hearing the word. Or the words, the field of all possibilities, and thinking that sounds nice and all, but like there's rules and structure, and there's things, and there's timelines, and there's a way to do things. And the more I peeled that back and got really curious with myself of what if there is a field of all possibilities, and what if I can change my mind and my body and how I'm feeling in a couple minutes' time. That begins to play out a new song or a new pattern, right? And we trust that and we build that over and over and over. And then our bodies and beings are, I feel like, almost always craving that, but we're really beginning to create more of a craving for what is nourishing and replenishing and fulfilling for ourselves instead of that which is depleting.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to it and being excited about it. I do think it's kind of an important balance, in being able to, to also be grateful for what is and what is now and what you, I think it's kind of fusing those two pieces and parts together that really can create some juicy dynamics for your life.
Yes, which is a gigantic practice of mine right now, which is not wishing my life away. Like being so present right here, right now, and soaking it in, like really embracing the gift of getting on this call with you today and having the instant connection of alignment is. The more I experience that, so that for me is the field of all possibilities, right? Like having this unknown of who I'm always having a conversation with. Same thing with coaching clients. I have no clue what their background is, who they are. And then every single time it's like, oh my gosh, it gets just sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. And I really believe that that is the fusion that you're talking about of the field of all possibilities, as well as the absolute 1000% gratitude and grace and presence of what we have in this moment, not wishing it away, not wishing it was like something different, fully beginning to fully embody our current so that we can fully live and become in awe, maybe of the canvas and what we are creating.
Yeah, I love that. I feel like what you just described is in itself embodiment. I mean, the grace and the gratitude and the absolute presence to be with it all in the moment. And then still that piece of, I like the word canvas that you use, creating the canvas of what our life could be. I mean, it is that beautiful fusion of the two. And I think that's an exciting piece when you call in, for me and for my work, like that realm of the feminine, when you add that piece in with embodiment, this feminine to me gives you the depth to be able to dive deep, but it also provides, I feel like, the potential to manifest and like call in, whatever it is you want to create for your life, that potential and that possibility. And then when you marry that, I guess, with the masculine, which is like the more logical and doing, like it just kind of creates a beautiful harmony between the two where you're able to dive deep, but then to fulfill and make it a possibility and make it happen in your life.
Yeah, one of the things that Tony Robbins said along the way that really resonated with me so much was the science of achievement and the art of fulfillment. And it's to me that masculine, feminine, and the cultivating of both of them at all times, maybe one more of a focus than another, achieving. Doesn't always, it just doesn't like there's certain things there and it lasts for a moment in time. But really, at the end of the day, I know for myself what I'm seeking is fulfillment and internal fulfillment so that I can share that and have fun and so much joy with those around me. But not, I was seeking it outside of myself, thinking that others had the answer so much of my life. So being at this chapter and junction of really getting to truly embody it is so, oh, it's the best. So thank you for doing this work. I'm so grateful that you're out in the world sharing all of this.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like I was very much in a similar space where I was seeking the answers outside of myself for how to set up my life, how to go about my day, how to heal my body. And for me, I found that the only way to actually do that lasted and was sustainable was to find the answers within me. for myself.
Yeah, and not that that doesn't come without a coach as well, or a mentor or a guide, right? Because sometimes, at
Course.
least I know for myself, I'm more likely to show up for someone else and that people pleasing ability that I have. So scheduling time with others on my calendar, scheduling time with coaches so that I really hold myself, can hold myself accountable in that powerful partnership, as well as in my own action that I get to take. On my own. But
Absolutely.
yeah, I truly believe that every answer that we need is within us. So it's creating the container, whatever that looks like for you to be able to tap into that.
Yes, absolutely, 100%.
Yeah. And with guides and mentors, right, who will help us remove maybe some of the layers or blocks or that kind of thing that we can't necessarily see, that someone else can hear and see so clearly for us, and then feed that back to us in an incredibly safe environment.
Yes.
That's awesome. So how can people find you? Where can they, how can they work with you? Let us know how everyone can come find you.
Yeah, absolutely. I have my website. People can jump on there, and it's KimberlyGeeson.com. And they can, there's a couple different ways you can connect with me. There's a chat box, or you can sign up to receive a free consultation call if you wanted to chat with me that way. People can email me at hello@KimberlyGeeson.com. And I also have an Instagram page, Kimberly.Geeson. They can find me on there and chat with me that way too.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm so excited for everyone to have met you today, as well as for anyone who's being called to drop into their body more and have an incredible container and space held for them so they can blossom into their best self, or the chapter that is being called to get to work with you. Thanks for your time today, and thanks for all the gifts that you're sharing.
Yeah, thank you so much, Jen, for the opportunity and for having me on the show. It was great to just be here and have a conversation with you.
Thank you so much for being on this journey with me. One of the most generous things you could do at this moment is head over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify and rate and review this podcast if it touched your heart or helped you in some way. All of us here are wishing you a phenomenal day filled with love, abundance, and infinite possibilities. Until next time.